You can't just say what you really feel. Who does that? Who does that? Can't just say what you really feel. Who does that? Who even does that? Georgie seemed like all of the others, another guy trying to get on by. Guess you could say he was quiet, but he tried, no, he'd really try. Well, Michael, he was something else. He believed he was born to lead. Ducked his way up the corporate ladder, far beyond where he deserved to be. On a Friday afternoon, winding up for the weekend, Michael says to George, "Listen, buddy, I'm gonna need you to stay in late tonight. Take one for the team. Gonna do this one for me." And George said, "Fuck you, Michael. No one respects you. I don't wanna stay. I'm going home." You can't just say what you really feel. Who does that? Who does that? You can't just say what you really feel. Who does that? Who even does that? Michael's face turned scarlet red, lost for words, oh, he was lost for words. George acted like it was nothing, but he'd been hurt, oh, he'd been hurt. He'd shattered the social construct. We don't say what we want to say. He closed down his laptop computer. Off he went on his way. Can't just say what you really feel. Who does that? Who does that? Can't just say what you really feel. Who does that? Who even does that? Can't just say what you really feel. Who does that? Even does that? Can't just say what you really feel. Who does that? Who even does that?